So let's talk about information sharing organizations. There's two that we're going to cover. One is the Information Sharing and Analysis Centers. So that is what's called ISACs. And there's multiple ones of them. So I'll go over a little bit about the text says. Information Sharing Analysis Centers, ISACs, help infrastructure owners operate shared threat information and provides tools and assistance to their members. So it's proprietary. It's not free. The ISAC concept was introduced in 1998 as part of a presidential decision, which asked critical infrastructure sectors to establish organizations to share information about threats and vulnerabilities. ISACs operate on a trust model, allowing in-depth sharing of threat information for both physical and cyber threat. Most ISACs operate 24/7, providing ISAC members within their sector with incident response and threat analysis. In addition to the ISACs, there are specific U.S. agencies or department partners for each critical infrastructure. So what that means is that there's these information sharing organizations, ISACs, and they are set up by infrastructure. So like there will be an ISAC for medical. There will be an ISAC for financial. There will be an ISAC for industrial. There will be an ISAC for airline. There's an ISAC for NASA. So there's these different ISACs. And what happens is 24/7, they're running. And if something pops, you will get an alert, which will tell you, hey, you know, this vulnerability is out there, or this attack is happening. Here's tools that can be used. And it shares the information within inside that structure to its members. One of the things is, if you're a member, you agree not to share that outside of the membership. So it's proprietary. So that is one of the things. And then outside, let's talk about the other one, which is the National Protective Security Authority, NPSA, that's in the United Kingdom. Outside the United States, government bodies and agencies with similar responsibilities exist in many countries. The one in the UK is the NPSA, which I said was the National Protective Security Authority. It's tasked with providing threat information, resources and guidance to industry and academia, as well as other parts of the UK government and law enforcement. I like ours better because it's more regulated to specific industry. So if you're in medical, you're only getting the medical alerts. You're not getting the others. And the fact that it runs 24/7. I was at a previous organization that was in the financial field, and we got those. And I worked 13-hour shift. I went in at 7 o'clock at night and got off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'd get them at 2 a.m. Hey, this has happened. We would have to investigate to see if any of that was on our system. So, that information is, very relevant, very timely. You know, that's something that you would have high confidence in coming from them.